Track 4, Chef to the Stars. From the royal family to world leaders and Hollywood A-listers, private chef and founder of the Hampstead Kitchen, Saeema Khan, has cooked for some of the most famous people on the planet. And this spring, she is relocating to Norfolk. She tells us about her move to this part of the world.
If you were throwing a dinner party and could invite anyone, who would your dream guests be? That's what I asked private chef Saeema Khan. Having cooked for the royal family, Bill and Melinda Gates, Barack and Michelle Obama, Angelina Jolie and Pierce Brosnan, and many other famous names, the founder of the Hampstead Kitchen is spoiled for choice. I think at my dinner party there would be a few people I've already cooked for. Angelina Jolie, because she's really interesting. She does a lot of philanthropy work and she's very well read. And I think probably Pierce Brosnan, because he's a really lovely man. I would have locals from the community and mix them with the celebs, she says. For the last decade, Saeema has cooked for well-heeled clients all over the world. And for 25 years before that, she had a high-flying career in banking. Now, she's putting down roots in Norfolk. She has regularly cooked for clients in the county, including for members of the royal family at Sandringham, and loves the slower pace of life here. In 2023, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. While she was going through treatment, she took stock of her work-life balance and decided that the time had come to move out of London. It was an opportunity to evaluate what the business is about. It's incredibly hard to work when you're sick and going to all the treatment, and that's what keeps you going. It made me redefine how I'm running the business and how I'm living my life, she says. I always feel better when I'm in nature, and Norfolk is so beautiful. Saeema has been spending an increasing amount of time in the county, and this spring will make the move full-time, relaunching the business as the Hampstead Kitchen in Norfolk. It's like a travelling pantry, she says. Saeema's culinary roots run deep. She grew up in a household where the dining table was at the heart of the home. I grew up with parents who always had dinner parties or Sunday lunch, where we used to cook many different dishes and put them in the middle of the table before sharing and communal dining was a fashionable thing. And we'd sit and eat and talk at the table for 3 or 4 hours. When I started working, I was the only one who could cook. I'd lived in various countries around the world, and rather than just sticking with the expat community, I would make food from my heritage. And then you collect all those different cultures from your travels and do your own take on things. So that was already in my DNA, but I didn't know that I would be using that as a way to connect with people of other cultures and to showcase a hybrid version of my food. I was never taught how to cook. I'm the daughter of immigrant parents. Education and doing well was really important. Even now, my mother is surprised what I do for a living, she says. When she was living in New York, working on Wall Street for the investor and philanthropist Warren Buffett, Saeema started moonlighting as a dinner party chef and holding supper clubs at her home. I set up a little restaurant in my own kitchen just for fun, and the money would go to a local homeless shelter or charity, she says. Then came an incredible moment of serendipity, which turned out to be life-changing. I met Warren Buffett by chance at an airport, she says. We started talking about food, and I told him that I was working for one of his divisions, and he knew of me. I was really surprised. Without really thinking, I said that when he was in New York, he must pop over for supper. And then, lo and behold, a few months later, his PA phoned and said he'd like to come over for dinner with some friends who were in town and were really interested in my story. I was living in a tiny apartment in the Lower East Side in New York. The day came and at my door was Warren Buffett and his wife and Bill and Melinda Gates. Having got over the initial shock of having two incredibly famous guests at her home, Saeema pulled herself together. We had a beautiful conversation about food and philanthropy and they really enjoyed what I'd cooked, says Saeema. In fact, they enjoyed it so much that Melinda asked her to cater for a fundraiser at their home in Palo Alto. I said, yes, I'm my mother's daughter. I can cook for 50 people. Melinda said she would send her PJ for me. I was wondering why she was sending me her pyjamas, and then I realised it was private jet. It was my first time on a private jet. Saima created an informal communal dining experience with all the dishes in the middle of the table and designed to be shared and passed around by the guests rather than waiting staff. Instead of the starched white tablecloths and bone china plates that would usually be expected, she set the scene with colourful linens and crockery. When Saima went into the room to tell the guests about the menu, to her surprise, people seated around the table included the Clintons, the Obamas, Mark Zuckerberg, Arianna Huffington and Angelina Jolie. I felt like, which reality am I in? She laughs. Saima started to build up a high-end client base as a private chef through word of mouth. She catered for an event at the White House, and the Obamas liked her Persian spinach and caramelized onion yogurt dip so much that it became a regular on their own menu. She had the support of Warren Buffett, who had given her a year's sabbatical from her job and created the Hampstead Kitchen. It was a real leap of faith. I started this business with literally £2,000, put my apartment on Airbnb and didn't look back, she says. Saima says the Hampstead Kitchen is about more than just food. It's about bringing people together and creating sensory experiences and unique dining experiences. And they found creative solutions for the challenges posed by the pandemic. High-altitude dinner parties were held on private jets for people in the same social bubbles. And an outdoor dinner for two, complete with an opera singer and a grand piano, was held for a couple who couldn't celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary in Tuscany as planned. We were going into people's gardens, setting it up with proper crockery, announcing the menu and running off, and then coming back later when they were back in their homes and wrapping up. We always find creative ways to do things, says Saima. And you have to innovate your business with your clientele, she adds. I'm finding that in London, the actual enjoyment of food is becoming quite competitive. The younger crowd wants something Instagram trendy, and we're more about feeling and creating an experience. Warren is still my mentor. We have a quarterly 15-minute call, and he's a huge supporter of me moving to Norfolk. The county is so beautiful, and there's an interest here in what I'm trying to do, and so much support that has really blown me away, she says. On her trips to Norfolk ahead of her move, Saima has been appreciating the positive benefits that being closer to nature and the slower pace of life here has on her well-being. And she's really enjoying getting to know local producers and incorporating Norfolk ingredients into her menus. I've been going into delis and finding out about local produce and making sure that we mention those names on the menu. I've been meeting farmers who know so much about their produce, and I cook their beautiful meat with my beautiful spices, which showcases the produce and brings something different to it. We've used local lavender honey, and we did a really interesting cocktail with apple and raspberry juice from the Sandringham estate. It's lovely to weave those Norfolk stories into what we do. And I'm loving the organic networking that's going on. It's old school. She's also brimming with ideas for curated dining experiences and local collaborations. I'm setting up a private members dining club where once a month you come into a beautiful space or into a meadow for a unique dining experience where we cook feasts from cuisines around the world using local produce and suppliers. I'm also looking at collaborating with local businesses to create a few bespoke supper clubs around their products and services. There are two in the works, which will be launched in the spring. In the summer, she's setting up a cooking school where people can learn to make her delicious signature dishes and create sharing feasts. Giving back to the community is hugely important to Saima, and the Hampstead Kitchen works with good causes close to home and international charities, something which she wants to continue in Norfolk. Every Sunday, we collect all our leftovers and we cook for the vulnerable in and around our area. The people who come along are given food on proper plates and a knife and fork and a napkin. Just the experience of eating food at a table is so emotive for a lot of people. You and I may take it for granted to sit at a dining table or on a sofa. It's a treat. But I find witnessing how you serve food, what it means and how it amplifies the taste and the experience really moving at times. Find out more about the Hampstead Kitchen at thehampsteadkitchen.com.